The travel and hospitality industry is the second largest industry in Wyoming. As tourists flood to the state in the summer, the industry relies on seasonal workers to keep things running smoothly. But more and more, seasonal workers have been harder to come by in the local workforce, so businesses depend on visa programs that bring in foreign guest workers. The two most commonly used are the J-1 visa, which sponsors students, and the H-2B visa, which brings in workers to fill in temporary, non-agricultural positions. The visa process is complicated, and it's causing problems for Wyoming's tourism communities that depend heavily on legal immigrants for their summer workforce. For Cody, it's just getting the workers in the first place. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska has more.
Cody prides itself for its Western hospitality, so it's very important to the hotels to provide an enjoyable experience. James Blair is the chief operating officer of three hotels in Cody. He says in order to provide that kind of service, he needs to be fully staffed.
But what's our option? You know, to just be short-staffed and not be able to deliver good service and clean rooms and good food and whatever. So it's kind of like, whether you like it or not, that's what you have to do to maybe get workforce.
He needs legal immigrants to have a full workforce. This includes 60 housekeepers total. And out of those 60, he depends on the H-2B visa workers to fill 25 positions. The H-2B visa allows U.S. businesses to bring in foreign workers to fill temporary housekeeping, maintenance, and construction jobs. But businesses need to prove that they are not able to get enough local workers.
The common misconceptions, like around town, is that, oh, you know, you're bringing in these foreign workers, you know, instead of hiring our kids or instead of hiring locals. It's simply not true. We hire all the locals that we possibly can that are employable, and it's not enough.
But Blair started to run into some problems with the H-2B visa 2 years ago.
Last year, we were basically completely out in the cold, didn't get any workers.
And Blair wasn't the only business unable to get all the workers they applied for. This was thanks to Congress changing a rule. Now, returning workers would be included in the annual 66,000 cap of visas given out, substantially decreasing the number of workers allowed in the states, making it difficult for a number of Wyoming businesses to get what they need. As mentioned before, people are not available locally. Sam Russell is an H-2B visa worker and is the housekeeping manager for Sunset Properties, which owns the two Best Westerns in Cody.
You can find like 10 persons to work locally like for this month, and by the middle of the month, five or six of them is
gone.
Local businesses find that H-2B workers are much more reliable than other visa programs. Tina Hobel-Henrich, the executive director of Cody Country Chamber of Commerce, says because most H-2B visa workers return year after year, they know the lay of the land, so there's less need for orienting workers.
What we lack are the resources for training, learning and development. Those are things that typically the owner is going to have to step in and do.
Both Blair Hotels and Sunset Properties are trying to raise this issue to Wyoming's congressional delegation. James Blair with Blair Hotels says something needs to be done soon.
I don't care how they achieve it, but it just seems like the amount of workers that they'll allow in is not enough to cover the need.
Unfortunately, it probably won't be fixed by next year. And so businesses are already worried about next summer. Will they get any workers at all? So just in case, they are looking at different options. One possible option is the J-1 visa program, which brings foreign students into the country. But Blair says that's not a very good one.
The J-1 students that come over, I don't think their primary reason for being here is working. Their primary reason for being here is to sightsee. I think that's great. It's just not as strong of a work ethic or maybe an intention of why they're here.
But Blair can't be picky at the moment and is willing to do what he can to avoid being short-staffed for a third year in a row. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.